So I feel like this is something that's probably happened to a lot of people when you're in a relationship. You gain a little bit of weight. Sometimes a little, sometimes a lot. Who knows? It depends. Does it depend on how in love you are? I don't think it does. But
it's
basically,
it's always a lot. It's never a little bit.
Love makes you fat.
Yep.
Because they say there's like legitimate reasons for this. And one of them is that you are just comfortable in your own skin. You're comfortable with that person. So if you decide to binge one night and eat, you know, 2 quarter pounders, 3 large fries and a bucket of Ben and Jerry's, you don't feel so bad because they love you for who you are.
That sounds like an unreal Friday night right
Doesn't
there,
it?
By the way. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we're not just spouting off opinions here or anything like that. There was a study done at the University of North Carolina that shows why you gain weight during relationships. Another reason is putting the relationship first. So instead of going to the gym and eating right, you're more worried about your partner's feelings.
Oh,
aww.
So sweet.
Is that sweet, though? Hey, I'm going to die sooner because I'm super unhealthy, but at the same time, I'm putting you first. Yeah, I don't know. Another one here, the ego doesn't need a boost. They have a bad influence on you. I think that's the case for you and Sean, because Sean munches like you would not believe. You say you can't leave cookies around the house anymore?
Nothing. And he's told me, and this is completely true, he's got no self-control.
Mm-hmm.
He told my mom to please not buy us any Easter goodies because he's got no self-control. And if I, like I've said before, if I buy a bag of chips,
yeah,
it has to be eaten all at once for him. He can't just eat half and save the next or the rest of it for later. No self-control whatsoever. So I hang around this guy a lot, and I have to be very strong myself so I don't get sucked into his potato chip eating wormhole. Then.
Another reason for this is a lack of intimacy. They're saying that you could be getting comfortable with someone in a relationship and that, you know, the intimate moments, they don't happen quite as often and stuff like that. So if you want to lose weight, spoon more.
Big night, lots of people there at Sastel Center, and we've heard a few stories this morning about traffic being just a little bit of a nightmare.
It's almost like an event at Sastel Center is like packing for a family camping trip. You got to be like, all right, squad, do we have snacks? Do we have juice? We're going to be in this car for a long, long time.
Everyone use the bathroom.
The Conservative Party, they're forcing a prolonged vote on over 250 motions to kind of retaliate against the Liberals' attempt to cover up Justin Trudeau's India trip and something like that.
Right.
So they're having a filibuster right now.
Filibuster.
Which is my favorite word of all time. Filibuster. Just got every good sound out there. It's got the it's got the buh, it's got the illa, it's got the at the end. It's just a good word.
It's political speak for basically a sleepover.
Exactly.
An all-night sleepover
the
is what
one
they're
thing
doing.
The one thing they said on this article, they're pulling an all-nighter. And that took me back to my elementary school days right there. Whenever you hear the words all-nighter, you think of staying up all night long. Obviously, because it's called all-nighter.
Yes.
Didn't really think of that. But you like staying up with your friends.
Yeah,
in
as
their
long
basement.
As you can.
Yeah, there's always that one friend who passes out at
yep.
2. You put toothpaste on their eyebrows or
you
something like that.
Face.
So fun.
Yeah.
Having ice cream, playing Super Nintendo, talking about boys and girls and who has a crush on who. And I just picture like the MPs in Ottawa doing that at Parliament.
Imagine if they could, because like when you see politicians on TV doing a filibuster, they're usually, you know, in their suits, what have you, behind mm-hmm. their podiums. Imagine if they took a quick break to switch into their pajamas and just did it in like more comfortable clothing, got some snacks brought in.
Yeah.
I think that'd be way more enjoyable for the public.
Them just talking about who has a crush on who. Did you hear about Andrew Scheer? Oh, he's so dreamy. Question for you, Stacey.
What?
I just went through a jar of peanut butter in 2 weeks.
Okay.
That wasn't the question part.
Right.
The question is that normal? Like, is that weird to go through a jar of peanut butter that fast?
You know what? You go through the stuff you love. We go through bricks of cheese at an unbelievable rate at our house.
What kind of stuff? Like, are you putting that cheese on stuff? Or
Everything.
Are you just, like, ripping pieces off?
I eat it for, like, I eat it for fun.
What do you do for fun? I eat
cheese.